Warning, coronavirus can't hold back Florida man, especially when it comes to Florida woman. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass, or you were that dumbass.
And this week our email comes...
Why do I always have to read them?
Because they love the way you pronounce this shit. Sarah sent us this one, and the email subject was, I found Phil a story just because it has one of his hated words in it, and no, it isn't a Walmart story.
Oh, sweet! All right.
And it's from your favorite website.
So I gotta read this one? Sarah says so.
I mean, I'll read it if you want me to.
I'll read it. Why not? Sarah wants to be here. Read it. Sarah, I've had a lot of vodka today, and I'm going to do my best. And just from the standpoint, it's not about Walmart. I'm going to take a shot.
She just wants to hear you say penis.
Fuck no. Is that in here?
Yeah. Just once, though.
I'm changing the word. I'm not saying it. This comes to us from the Smoking Gun. Headline is Florida couple ignored all that talk about social distancing. Had sex outside the hospital.
I mean, you got to take it where you can get it.
True. If you're desperate.
No, I mean, even if you're not.
All right. We're going to go weird here.
Okay.
All right. So what do you think? So let's go think about movies. I'm going to give you top movies.
Okay.
Top three best sex scenes in movies.
You want me to go weird?
Not Pornhub. I'm talking about real movies.
Like movies you could have seen in the theater.
Yes.
All right. So there's, I mean, Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. Very good.
9 and a half weeks.
Very good. I just got a lot of respect for you just then. 9 and a half weeks.
I like bread and butter. The food scene.
I like toast and jam. Yeah. There we go.
Refrigerator.
All right, and the last one, I give you one of two off of this one.
There's a lot of good ones.
I know. You got to pick one though. I'm going to go deep on you on this one. My favorite.
Don't say that. I'm getting flashes.
I know you're turning red.
They're all in the '80s.
It is.
After 91.
This is when it was somewhat taboo. All right. So we're running out of time. I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay.
I'm going to go deep.
All right.
Thomas Crown Affair.
I never saw it, but was it Rene Russo? Oh, I need to see that now then.
Great movie. Thomas Crown Affair is a fan, and I am a huge Pierce Brosnan fan. I think it by far, and I think I've said this before, by far the best Bond.
Yes, you did.
But I love Pierce Brosnan.
You went on for a very long time about Pierce
Brosnan. I did, and it's, yes. That's not my get out, but yeah, Rene Russo is not my get out of jail free card with the intern. My get out of jail free card is Nancy Wilson with the intern.
Even now?
Oh, yeah. Fucking yeah.
Have you seen the video of Hart performing Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, sure. At Kennedy Center?
I don't know where it was.
It was our Kennedy Center or Lincoln Center. One of them in New York that was for the... I think it was Kennedy Center Honors. Because they inducted Led Zeppelin, and they did Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. That was a good performance.
That's my get out of jail free. Anyway, moving on. So if you can't come up, I'm going to say, I got to say, Thomas Crown Affair, one of the best, not raunchy sex scenes, but you need to watch Thomas Crown Affair. Great movie with Rene Russo and Pierce Brosnan. Okay, back to our story. Despite warnings about did I read that already?
You read nothing so far.
Okay. Despite warnings about social distancing, a couple decided to have sex in public outside a Florida hospital. According to cops who busted the duo on a pair of criminal charges. As detailed in arrest affidavits, Anne Marie Tucker, age 45, and Albert Singletary, age 37, she went younger, was found to be exposing sexual organs in plain view of the public.
Why is that illegal?
Across from St. Anthony's Hospital in St. Petersburg earlier this month. The pair were flattening the curve one evening. What does that mean?
That's
flattening the curve.
That's the,
what does that mean?
So that is the term they're using right now to say spreading out the timeline of people getting infected so it doesn't overwhelm the healthcare system.
Got it. They were flattening the curve one evening in close proximity to a no trespassing sign in the police report. Singletary's Singletary's
wild things,
cock, testicles, and buttocks were displayed within view. You know what aggravates me about this?
It said penis.
Sarah knew this.
Yes.
And Sarah gave me this, wanted me to read the story because I'm not saying the word. I'm not. I hate that word. I'm not saying the P word. I'm not. I'm not doing it. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. Wouldn't be prudent. I'm not doing it. I hate that word. Say cock, schlong, manhood.
They can't say that.
Dick,
they have to say
whatever,
the proper medical term in the newspaper.
I hate that word. Why? I don't know why. I hate that word. I hate Walmart penis, which I just, yes, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Moist and discharge.
Yes.
Those are my
Eventually,
four.
There's going to be a story where there was a moist discharge from somebody's penis in a Walmart. And I'm going to make you read that story. What I tried to interrupt you that with there was wild things.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a good one, too. Oh, I got to take back. Oh, shit. I have that on DVD.
Do you?
I do. I have Wild Things on DVD.
I've got the internet.
Shit. That's a tough one.
You need that on Blu-ray now.
It's the same. It doesn't matter because they filmed it. You know, it wasn't filmed in high def.
It was filmed in film. So
yeah, it's not done in high def, though. It's not 7. The Blu-ray is 7.1 surround, so you're not going to get better sound. Damn it, that's a good. God dang it, I hate it when you're right.
I had to go to Mr. Skin to see their top 10 list.
You did. You son of a bitch.
But
all right.
But once I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's
all right.
It.
All right, well, that's a good one.
That's in there. That's not even their top 10.
I know. Shit. Now I gotta move on.
They put Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There was no sex there.
There was no sex. That was just topless.
And that was just, that's because she showed her boobs. I mean, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's what they have as number one.
No. Damn it. God almighty, I forgot about that one.
I did too. I had to look it up.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, a terrible movie. Good scene.
Oh, of course, yeah. It was a terrible movie, but. What am I going to get? I got to give up 9.5 weeks in.
No.
I got to get.
Although I haven't seen the Rene Russo one, so I can't say.
It's not necessarily good sex. She's just sexy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But without showing things, you know,
right.
She walks around topless. Just beautiful woman. I mean, just eluding.
Just at her peak.
Oozing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But so is Wild Things.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. I forgot about that. I hate it when you're right. All right, here we go. Where was I?
You were at.
I got stuck on the P word.
Yes.
Singletary's Johnson testicles and buttocks were displayed within view of nearby citizens, while Tucker's hoo-ha was also on view.
Vagina is what it says in the.
I replaced that with hoo-ha.
Yes.
Tucker and Singletary. Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute. So her hoo-ha was visible.
So he was on top. His ass and balls and
he's
dick.
He's pounding her from behind.
Yeah. But no.
Because
her ass wasn't invisible.
She was doing a missionary.
He was on top.
Oh yeah.
They might have been like on something like a half wall or a picnic table. That would give you the correct angle for this. Yeah.
Tucker and Singletary are also seen in the above mug shots.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Tucker lowered her surgical mask before the photo was snapped. He was fucking her with a surgical mask on.
She was at the hospital.
No, please say no.
Oh no, it's definitely there.
Oh,
you can
my
see
God.
It. It's just around her neck.
Oh God, I'm not.
Did you just look at it?
I did. I'm looking at it. Oh shit!
You know what?
No, he fucked her with a surgical mask on.
You got to be safe.
That is classic.
I don't want to.
Oh my God. That is classic.
I got something.
Oh, Sarah, that's awesome.
I got something I could say that I really don't want to say who she looks like.
They were each charged with trespassing and exposure of sexual organs, which are both misdemeanors. According to court records, Tucker pleaded guilty to both
counts.
If
they had a blanket over him, they wouldn't have been charged with nothing.
And was sentenced to 10 days in the county jail. Singletary, who's been in custody since his arrest, is being held in lieu of a $300 bond. He could get 30 bucks. He could get 30 bucks to get out. There has been a disposition. There has not been a disposition in the case. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's a great fucking story.
Oh, Miss Anne Marie.
Oh, Sarah, that is awesome.
You've got to find some dude that can at least bring the $30 to get his ass out of jail after fucking me in public.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Oh, shit. Now I'm still going back. God dang it. I don't know what. Well, things is good.
Yeah.
9.5 weeks. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator. Food.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you on Basic Instinct. I'm going to have. We may have to kill Basic Instinct.
I'm not talking about the beginning. I'm talking about towards the end.
We may have to kill Basic Instinct.
No.
Dang it.
I mean, there is the good scene at the beginning, the classic scene at the beginning where she crosses her legs. But there's also the scene at the end with her and Michael Douglas.
I know, but you know, when you think about
right, there was controversy at that.
It was controversy because she didn't agree to that.
No. Yes, there was controversy about her.
Because she didn't agree
about
to do
the beaver
that.
Shot.
Yeah.
But there was also controversy that it was not simulated sex in the love scene between her and Michael Douglas.
But they actually did it?
That's what the rumor is.
I should have been an actor. I could have been a good actor. For voice, not...
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it. Damn it. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to fix it.
All right.
You got to go watch, since everybody's home now, and Netflix and the internet's going to crash because everybody's at home now. But anyway, you got to go watch...
Thomas Crown Affair.
Right.
And you have to rewatch.
And I got to rewatch Wild Things.
Well, I thought you said.
I just got to rewatch it.
We'll watch all three.
All right. Wild Things. Wild Things.
Thomas Crown Affair. And Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct and 9.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And you, the listeners, if you have a. What's the word I'm looking for?
Hard R movie.
Best sex scene in a classic movie.
All right. Thomas Crown Affair is on Prime Video.
Yes.
So we can get that.
I own that one.
You own that. Of course you do.
But if you've got our listeners, if you have, and we're not being creepy on this. It's just, this is old school, went back before 50 Shades of Grey.
Seen that one. How's that one?
It's
no 9.5 weeks.
It's not because now I'm talking about when things used to be, I don't use the word taboo or.
Oh, you got to rent it on Amazon.
Oh, shut up. It's worth it. What are you talking about? I give you the damn
Thomas Crown. It's not on Prime.
If you
$3.99, I can watch it for 30 days.
There you go. $4,
but dude. But 48 hours
charges
to finish one.
Charges to the podcast.
All right.
If you
we got a new patron.
We got
week,
a new so. Patron, so she'll pay for it. All right. So if you, what I'm talking about though is that you.
Thank you,
back,
Mia.
Back in the 90s, in early late 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. before things got
Me Too'd.
No, not Me Too. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Before you got into
politically correct.
HBO, you know, until you got into the big age to where everything was, it was all
I didn't even think about Game of Thrones.
And you get into where everything is now all HBO. I know you see everything. Noodle.
You see some noodles.
Yeah. But I mean, back in the day,
you had to go to the.
I'm not being weird. It's like really. Oh, fuck. What's the word I'm looking for?
Classy erotic.
Classic erotic. That's a good word.
Yeah.
That was just really, I mean, you still, really nice, classy sex scenes. Beautiful, beautiful sex scenes.
You still had, like, the Red Shoe Diaries on HBO?
No, but I'm talking about good, clean,
just
raunchy ass.
Good, clean, raunchy, naked sex scenes.
So, you know, snorting coke off her ass. I mean, that's the shit. That was back in the 90s.
Even RoboCop had some nice tits in there.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get that in the action movies anymore.
No. Sarah, you have opened up Pandora's box.
Aren't you glad you sent this one in, Sarah?
And I like it. Even though I did read the word, but yes. That is on the list of four, which I refuse to read in a story. Actually, I don't refuse Walmart, technically. I just refuse to read the stories.
You say that one a lot. You still read them.
You make me. I hate the words penis.
Oh, you said it. I'm going to mix it in.
No, I just said it. I hate the words penis.
All right, why the fuck is
moisture and discharge?
Why the fuck is
moist? Not moisture, moist.
Why is Thomas Crown Affair $3.99 to rent, but Wild Things only $2.99?
Well, I don't know. Probably because Pierce Brosnan requires an extra dollar.
Oh, there's a Wild Things 4.
What?
It's actually titled Wild Things 4 Some.
Is she in it?
Oh, hell no. This is direct to video shit.
No.
Unrated.
Yeah, unrated, no.
Oh, here we go. Jillian Murray, Ashley Parker Angel, and Marnette Patterson.
No. If Denise Richards
Who's in Wild Things 2? Susan Ward, Isaiah Washington, and Joe Burke. Yeah, no, thank you.
No.
That was a gratuitous sequel there.
1998, great year.
One of the last great years.
It was. Back when movies, when you saw a movie and it had a little, and you, on VCR, and you had to rewind it, fast forward, rewind it, and pause it right at the moment when the boobs came out.
Mm-hmm. And then you had
y'all know you did it. You know you did it. Just admit it.
And there was the line of static, the two lines of static that went across the screen. You just had to make sure that it was in the right spot so that you could still see the nipples.
Those were the days.
Kids today don't.
They don't appreciate things like that anymore.
They just got whatever porn, whatever their fetish is, it's just freely available. Ooh, what's this one? When you search for Wild Things on Amazon, you get a lot of suggestions. Who's your daddy?
You think Denise Richards and Neve Campbell? Come on.
Oh, here we go.
With Kevin Bacon on top of it.
Who's Your Daddy? Starring Colleen Camp. You know who that is? Me either. Brandon Davis. You know who that is?
No.
Me either. And Kadeem Hardison. You know who that is?
No.
That is Dwayne Wayne from A Different World.
I may have to watch it. Sarah, I don't know whether to like you or whether to be
upset with you, Sarah.
Because now I got to go watch the movie tonight.
Reefer Madness, the musical.
This is a quickie that's gone for 45 minutes.
No.
It's time to go. Y'all have a great week. I'm going to watch a movie. Y'all be safe.
You didn't even say, Tracy, you can kiss my ass or listen. Oh, but we didn't even read the outro yet. What? We didn't read the outro.
Shit. Well, that's our list of quickie stories for this week and a whole lot of dialogue around great sex movies from the 90s. If you have a story you'd like to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's any local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a St. Petersburg Hospital parking lot.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's the Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
Walmart, penis, moist, and discharge.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.